You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Today our meditation follows up from yesterday's passage. John continues to describe the life of those that remain faithful in these verses 16 and 17 from Revelation 7. The things he says about the coming life, at least for me, are impressive and wonderful. I think to myself, when have I not felt hungry? When have I stood in the sun for a long time without being kindled or burnt by its light, its warmth? I'm sure many of us have felt choky in the hot months while using a face mask these days. It just seems impossible for me. Yet it is. Tertullian reflects on the perfection of our resurrected bodies. He recalls how the raiment and the shoes of the children of Israel remained unworn and fresh for the space of 40 years. Also, the fires of Babylon injured not either the mitres or the trousers of the three brethren. However foreign such dresses would have been for Jews and for the Lord. Remember how Jonah was swallowed up by the monster of the deep, in whose belly whole ships were devoured? He, after 3 days, was vomited out again, safe and sound. So Tertullian says, to what faith do these notable facts bear witness, if not to that which ought to inspire us in the belief that they are proofs and documents of our own future integrity and perfect resurrection? Yesterday, we reflected on the service of the redeemed, what they would be doing in the presence of God. Today we can see how happy they are in their employment. They are working, but they're not suffering. I think life with the Lord in Eden falls short to what John is describing in these verses. And to top it off, I want to call your attention to the personal care that the Lord has for his people. The sovereign God of the universe, personally wiping away the tears of their eyes. He deals with them as a tender father. These tears were shed because of their failure in sin and their suffering through affliction, but there's no more reason for them. I've been describing the life of those that remain faithful, but this is my life. This is your life as well. And not just our future when the Lord returns and judges the world. This can be the life of those who believe in Him today. We can come to the presence of the Lord and experience this life. In our outreaches, in our churches, we have seen miracles. We have witnessed the shepherd guiding his people and the Spirit filling us. Above all, we, you and me, are the recipients of this joy and peace from the Father. Today, thank the Lord for all his gifts in your life. Ask him to fill you with more desire and endurance to be in his presence. I assure you that there you will find the spring of living water that will give you strength to remain faithful until the end. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.